Hello, everybody. I'm excited because I have a special word for you. This weekend, as we approach September 21st on the Hebrew calendar, as many of you know, September 21st, there will be a partial solar eclipse. This will only be seen in Australia, New Zealand, Antarctica area, but it is nonetheless a partial solar eclipse. What does this mean? Again, right before the head of the year, which starts on September 22nd at sundown. This is a warning where the Lord is saying, wake up, it is now time for my brand new head of the year. Head of the year 5786, which means 5,786 years since the birth of creation, since the birth of Adam and Eve. 86 is representative of 80, which is the Hebrew word, the number, which is also the word pay. It means the voice of God, and six, meaning creation. On the sixth day of creation, amazing things happened. What happened? Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 28, God gave specific directions to Adam and Eve that they were to have dominion, multiply, increase, subdue, and replenish all that was around them. God spoke from his place of prosperity, and he deposited in Adam and Eve the original design that he had for the world. What was that? That we would live in a prosperous place, a place where we would have this dominion and we would begin to see multiplication and increase. We would be able to subdue that which was evil. We would be able to position ourselves for the blessings that God had for us. Us as his inherited sons and daughters, the ones that he called to be his own. Now, we know that Adam and Eve fell into sin, right? They were confused by the enemy. They began to question their identity, and they chose to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But God sent a Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And what did he do? He died on a cross. He shed his blood. His blood was the atonement. We celebrate that on Wednesday, October 1st at sundown, all the way through Thursday, October 2nd. The atonement, which means at one mint with God. We come back into relationship with the Lord through Jesus Christ. All things now have been redeemed, and we are now positioned back in the original design. The original design for the Garden of Eden, or the heavenly places, are the same thing. Okay, it's like saying the exact same thing. They're both places of peace and joy and rest. And so when we see this solar eclipse, this is in accordance with Joel chapter 2, which says specifically that there will be signs in the sky that will tell us the times and the seasons. They will give us the warnings. They will bring about the revelation of what is getting ready to happen. You can read all about this in Joel chapter 2, verses 24 through 32. There will be blood moon warnings. Here we are, this solar eclipse that's saying, wake up, it's time to get ready for the head of the year. Now, the head of the year represents the coronation of the king. This is why in Joel chapter 2 it says, blow the trumpet in Zion and declare a holy fast. It starts the 10 days of awe. What are the 10 days of awe? The 10 days of awe are a time of repentance, a time of fasting. They're the last 10 days of the season of Teshuvah. They are the time where we recognize how we have been doing things our way. And God says, I need you to consider your ways, and I need you to come up and see how I see, and I need you to build a house that I will be glorified and that I will take pleasure in. And this is in Haggai chapter 1, verse 7, and Haggai chapter 2. And so God is getting your house ready. So this solar eclipse is representative of get your house in order. Wake up. See what's in the sky. It's coming during a new moon. At the beginning of every brand new Hebrew month is a new moon. Okay. The solar eclipses, especially, there are times when the sun, there's an obscure sun, and the moon obscures the sun, okay? So it's a time where we are recognizing the moon, the sun, the stars in the sky, the first of the month, and God is saying, It's time. And now I've got a brand new head of the year. So listen, get excited, okay? But as we come into this, we're coming into that time of repentance. Now, this is my word for you. In line with the warnings in the sky, this is a time to consider your ways. I've been speaking on this for the last 4 weeks. You can watch prior videos. God is rebuilding your house. He's getting your temple ready for the greater glory. So he says, consider your ways. And this is the scriptures that I want to bring up today because he really fired me up with this. Okay. He said, listen, my people need to consider their ways and they need to consider my ways. And my people are not doing my ways. They're doing their ways. Okay. Somebody help me out. I'm getting really excited here because what this means is that if our ways are not God's ways, then what ways are God's ways? Well, he says, consider your ways, come up to the mountain. It obviously means that our viewpoint, where we're at, is not God's way. He has a different way. He has a way that's up. He has a way that we can see without sin and in the places of prosperity. In Isaiah chapter 55, the word says that God speaks and he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Whoa. And then he talks about the season. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not thither, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing where I sent it. Okay, so Revelation. God is bringing forth his way, which is a prosperous way. Okay. Our way is not a prosperous way. And you can go back and read in Haggai chapter 1, because the Lord begins to present the problem in the month of Elul, in the sixth month. He says, listen, the problem is you all are pouring your money into things and there's holes in your bag. You are buying so much to comfort yourself. It's not working. And God says, listen, there's something that needs to change here. And what needs to change is your way. Your way needs to change. You need to get on my way. But many of us don't know what God's way is. Come on, this is what I need to talk to you about right now. Do you even know what God's way is? What is God's way? God's way is a higher way. It's a way of seeing, believing, and moving that is prosperous. It's full. It's whole. It's righteous. And that word righteous, tzedek in the Hebrew, means to prosper. It is a way of seeing and doing things. And the church needs to come up to the mountain, blow the trumpet in Zion, declare a holy fast to get us in line with prosperity. We need to get new eyes on. Whew, we need new lenses. Come on, I'm going to put on my big honking lenses for this. Yep, the big ones. See, we need new lenses. You need full vision, right? My little ones here, they're only readers. They're taking care of vision down here. But you need to get on the whole picture, okay? Now listen, this is really important because God is saying, listen, I'm tired of it, basically. And this week, when you're praying and fasting and seeking me for repentance, I need you to get on the eyes that see like me. God says, I need you to operate in my ways and not in your ways. Okay. But first you've got to repent of your ways. What are the ways that you are doing things that is not right? What is causing you to sow and not have a return? What is causing you to buy much and eat much and drink much, but you don't feel filled, you don't feel thirsty, and you don't feel warm? Well, what is happening there? It's because we are doing things for self, and we are doing things with lower level thinking and lower level views. Just like Adam and Eve looked down at that serpent, Eve did, right? If she'd been looking up, she'd been looking up and communicating with God, she never would have fell into that trap. Now you become born again. Now you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now you've come at one with him. And we're going to celebrate that atonement on October 2nd. So now God is saying, listen, take this week and reevaluate. I need you to reevaluate. I need you to reevaluate who you say you are, what you say you have, why you say you have it, where are you going, what time of year is it, when is it, and what is it that I'm saying? And then he says, I need you to allow me to position you to know me and my ways, and I need you to let your ways go. Come on, I feel a moment of repentance right now. Lord, forgive us for always trying to do things our way. And a lot of that is because, Lord, we don't know your ways. So show us your ways, God. Show us your ways. Come on, I need this to be your prayer this week. Say, Lord, show me your ways. Just like, show me your glory. Show me your ways, Lord. Show me your ways. What are these ways? You say we don't have your thoughts, God. What does that mean? Come on, I'm helping some of you repent right now. I'm helping you repent. I'm helping you to position you where God says, listen, I need you to think my thoughts and I need you to do my ways. But if you don't know his thoughts and you don't know his ways, you got to get in his word. You got to get in to an understanding of who is he and what does he say. And I'm telling you right now, my God is a prosperous God. There is nothing about God that is not full, whole, right, complete, shalom, peace, nothing missing, nothing broken. And that is where he has called us to live from. And it has been completed. How? Because the atonement of Jesus Christ redeemed all things and properly positioned us back in the Garden of Eden. So what's wrong with the picture? Okay, back in the Garden of Eden, or seated in our positional seat of ascension places. They're one and the same thing. Okay, this thought mindset is the same as this thought mindset for the original design. So it means our thoughts are not like God. We got to change our thoughts. We got to start thinking from places of prosperity and wholeness. We got to start living from there. 3 John 2 says, may you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. We have got to stop mumbling, grumbling, and complaining and only keeping our eyes here. But we need to look up here. We need to reposition ourselves in every way. We need to know that God has an amazing plan for us. And if something dies, it produces a seed where there is multiplication. We know this past week, we all mourn the loss of Charlie Kirk. With Charlie Kirk's death means that there is a multiplication of young people now that are going to raise up and are going to begin to stand and begin to minister from a place of prosperity. They're going to begin to bring forth truth. They're going to begin to fight the good fight of faith from this place of prosperity. That's the kind of mindset that God has. Right? That's the kind of mindset that we need to step into. When we see that partial solar eclipse, what is happening is that God is saying, wake up and start to see how the heavens see it. And the heavens see things as being redeemed and whole and complete and righteous, prosperous. Okay. Now, how many of you know Psalm 23? I want to read to you Psalm 23 right now, because this is very, very important, because this is where we fell up with considering our ways. And I need to share this with you right now. Okay, so in Psalm 23, this is a Psalm of David, right? And we all know this well, right? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Where are these green pastures? It's the original design, the Garden of Eden, or it's the heavenly places of peace and rest. He leads me beside still waters. There's a calmness. There's a peace. He restores my soul. Restores your soul. In other words, he brings you back to the original design. He has redeemed all things. He is restoring your mind, your will, and your emotions. He is restoring how you see things. Remember, your eyes come through the lens of your mind, your will, and your emotions. This is why our ways are not God's ways. This is why we must consider that our ways are not God's ways. So the word says, though, that he restores our soul. How? Through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Through Jesus' shed blood makes us at one with God. Therefore, now our soul can be restored. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Whoa. Now listen, that word righteousness, and I'm getting excited right here. That word righteousness is that word tzedek, okay? And it means prosperity, justice, rightness. Okay, he leads me in the path of prosperity, justice, and rightness for his name's sake. So what's his will? His will is prosperity, justice and righteousness, okay? Rightness, which is righteousness. That's that word righteousness. Tzedek in the Hebrew. Okay, so he wants his people to be this, all right? So listen, this week, while you're praying, while you're fasting, while you're considering your ways, you say, God, take off anything that is seen in lack, in depravity, less than, and increase my vision that I might see in rightness, in holiness, in purity, in justice, that I might begin to make decisions through the eyes of prosperity. Whoa, somebody help me here. This is how we should be living. The partial solar eclipse is a warning to the people. Rise up, blow the trumpet in Zion, and live in the realms of prosperity. Come on, somebody help me out in this place. Listen, I've written a really good book on prosperity right here, Heavenly Portals. How eternity impacts your past, your present, and your future. It's time to learn to have prosperous thinking. I have an amazing class that I'm doing, Kingdom Wealth Strategies. You can join me on Monday, October 20th for this class. Come on, you need to get signed up. Monday, October 20th at 2 p.m. Eastern, I am walking you through shifting your ways to get into his ways of prosperous thinking. Now, what else? Why else would this be important? Because as we're fasting and praying, we're getting our souls in alignment with who God is. Who is God? He is a prosperous God. We're getting our souls in alignment. Prosperity means shalom, peace, nothing missing, nothing broken. He's getting us in alignment with that level of righteousness. Righteousness is prosperity. Now, I'm getting excited because God is bringing us in to the rest of Joel chapter 2, which is what? After you declare the holy fast, which is what's happening starting tomorrow night, September 22nd, after the solar eclipse, okay? Whenever you're watching this, it'll be September 22nd. Those 10 days until the Day of Atonement are the 10 days to consider your ways, your ways. While you're considering your ways and you're fasting and praying and repenting, consider his ways to change your mind to. You're going to change your mind to his ways. Come on, I'm getting excited right now. You're going to change your mind to God's ways, okay? And you need to confess, his ways and your ways are not the same thing. So when your will gets all like, no, 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 whatever, you need to realize maybe you're just doing that because it's your way and it's not his way at all. Have you ever thought of that, right? Even if you're always saying yes, 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 maybe it's your way and not his way. He's trying to get us in alignment. So in Joel chapter 2, there's seven blessings, and I got to get you ready for these seven blessings, all right? These seven blessings are very, very powerful, all right? And what's going to happen is we're coming into what's called the double portion time, double portion. And this is in Joel chapter 2, all right, verses 24 through 32. Very, very important scriptures for this time and for this season. And so when we think of Joel chapter 2, and we think of calling, blowing the trumpet of Zion and calling this holy fast and doing all this, we're putting ourselves back into alignment because God wants to bless us. So Joel chapter 2, verse 23 says, "Be glad, children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month." What's the first month? This month, the month of Tishrei. Listen, if you don't have a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, get it now so you can start the month of Tishrei with us, okay? That'll be on September 22nd, the new moon, right? You would have just seen a partial solar eclipse if you live in that region of the world. Other regions wouldn't have seen it, but nonetheless, it still happened, okay? And so this is preparing us for the entire month of Tishrei as we start the head of the year 5786, the year of dominion and multiplication. So this says we get the former rains and the latter rains in the first month. What does that mean? That means that everything that you obtained from Passover of 2025 here right now to this time is going to double itself. This is called the former rains or the spring rains. Then it's going to double itself to the autumn rains. Okay, and the autumn rains come from the Feast of Trumpets all the way back around to Passover. So take an inventory. What did you receive from God during the spring rains? Guess what? It's about to double. Whew. Financial markets go up. All kinds of business opportunities go up. Real estate goes up. All kinds of things happen during this time. All right. Now, verse 24 in Joel chapter 2 says, "The floor shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil." Wow. This means that there is financial abundance. Okay. So we have double portion and financial abundance. We also have abundance in new positions that God has given us too, as well. Okay. Then verse 25 says, God is bringing us into a place of restoration. That's the third blessing. "I will restore to you the years that the locusts have stolen, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, and my great army, which I sent among you." Are you looking for restoration? Guess what? He's about to restore you. He restores your soul. If you can confess all of your ways, he's going to restore those, and he's going to give you a new path of righteousness, a new path of prosperity, his way. Verse 26, "And you shall eat and be plenty, and you shall be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed." What is he saying? He's saying miracles are going to happen. Miracles are going to come. And you shall know that I'm in the midst of Israel, and that I'm the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. God's going to give us his divine presence. And then Joel chapter 2, verse 28. This is the sixth blessing. "It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions." A portal is opening. You've already been experiencing it. Higher level of dreams and visions. We are in a portal right now. It starts to happen in the month of Elul, and it begins to kick into heavy double portion gear as we come into this month of Tishrei. Then it says, verse 30, "And I'm going to show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood." The sun turned into darkness, the solar eclipse, "and the moon into blood." That was the blood moon we had 2 weeks ago, before the great and terrible day of the Lord. And actually, that day means the great and reverential day of the Lord. This is why the Feast of Trumpets is so important. It's blow the trumpet, the coronation of the king. All right. It's also in accordance with the rapture, because in 1 Thessalonians, when would it happen? Sound the trumpet, right? And the dead in Christ rise. So it will be around this time that we will know that Jesus, Yeshua, when it is the year, whatever year that is, that he is returning for his people. And listen, we're in the year of dominion and multiplication. So we're learning to dominate in all seven spheres of influence, getting ready for his return. Then the last blessing, number seven blessings. "And it shall come to pass that whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion, in Jerusalem, shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." Listen, God is going to deliver you and your family. Your sons and daughters are going to prophesy and have visions. Come on, there's an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and that's what this week is all about. It's preparation for the next 3 weeks as we travel through the Days of Awe, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, and then we come in to the eighth day, and then we begin to start seeing the glory of the latter house. Whew, hallelujah, glory. Now listen, one more important thing you've got to remember, okay, write this down. It's time to sow your seed. Okay, it's time to sow your seed. So now listen carefully to me. In Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 and 17, it says, "Three times a year we're to come before the Lord, and we're to bless him with an offering. That offering is to be in proportion to that which we have received." This is a non-negotiable. Now, many people do not know about this, but it's right here in the Word of God. It's during the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is Passover, the Feast of Weeks, which is Pentecost, and during this Feast of Tabernacles. So right now, as we enter into this Feast of Trumpets, right now, through the Feast of Tabernacles, is your time to sow your seed. Seek the Lord and ask him, what seed can I bless with, Father? What is it, the offering that will honor you on your coronation day, the Feast of Trumpets, that will honor you during the Feast of Tabernacles? What is this seed? Now listen, I have a whole chapter in this book on when's the right season to sow. If you want to step into abundancy, you got to know the right season to sow. You got to sow during this time, okay? It's the next 3 weeks, all right? All right, you don't have to do it this week, okay? But within the next 3 weeks, he says, bring me an offering. Why? It's his moedim. It's his appointed time. It's his party. If you go to a party, you bring the guest an honorable gift. That's how we do things. That's how we do things. So God says, listen, I'm having a party. Come to my party and bring me a gift. So when you're praying and fasting during the 10 days of all, you ask him, what gift is it that you want me to bring, Lord? Now listen, this is very, very important, okay? Okay, then you sow that seed. Sow it into your church. Sow it into a favorite ministry. Sow it into whatever it is that God tells you to. And sow the amount that he tells you to sow, okay? Obedience is better than sacrifice. Whatever he tells you to sow, that's what you sow. Don't sow more. Don't sow less. Sow what he tells you to sow, because you're also learning his ways. You're learning to tweak your ears for his ways. This is how we learn to live in his ways of prosperity, is we sow when he says sow. This is the right time to sow. Come on, I'm getting excited. All right, listen, I shared a lot with you today. This is a great video. I want you to share this with some of your friends. This is going to help take you to the next levels of prosperity that God is bringing you into. Remember, it's the year of dominion and multiplication. As we begin to dominate, as we begin to step into replenishing, subduing, increasing, multiplying, and having dominion, we will begin to prepare the earth for the return of Jesus, the return of Yeshua Messiah, our Lord and Savior, who died and shed his blood, took his blood onto the mercy seat on the Day of Atonement. He declared it is finished. What is finished? It is finished, that the power of sin, death, and the grave shall be defeated, and my people shall be properly positioned. They should go back to the original design in the Garden of Eden, which is just like being in the ascension realms or the heavenly places, being with me in joy and peace and rest. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. Now listen, I'm going to lead you in a prayer. For those of you who do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is your time to know him. You've got the blood moons in the sky. You've got the eclipse, the solar eclipse. You've got the Feast of Trumpets. You've got God's Moedims. You've got word from him on the seven blessings he's bringing you and the times to sow. Lord, I thank you for my friend watching right now, Lord, and anything that is holding them back right now in the name of Jesus, I break off every stronghold. I ask you, Father, to give them faith to believe in the word of God and be raised up into the realms of prosperity, to position them for joy, peace, and rest, Father, and the double portion that is coming to them at this time, and the restoration, and the miracles, Lord, the healing, Father, the things that you have in store for us, let it be received. But Lord, we humble ourselves before you. We ask for forgiveness of our sins. We ask you to cleanse us of all unrighteousness and position us for righteousness, which is your prosperous way of thinking, your ways. We consider our ways this week and we step into your ways, Lord. Give us the strategy for your ways. And listen, if you never received Jesus, all you got to do is just pray that simple prayer. Lord, forgive me of my sins and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe in your son, Jesus Christ, that when he came, he lived a perfect and sinless life, and he gave his life on the cross for me that I might live and have life and life more abundantly. If you prayed that prayer, then listen, you become brand new in your spirit, man, and the Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of you. You are now what we call born again. You're now translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. God has a great plan and purpose for you. I want to know who you are. Write to me. Let me know. And listen, come and join me for my free Ascend class on Monday, October 20th at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern. I have people all over the world that come on. Listen, are you looking for some connection with other apostolic and prophetic people? Come on. This is the place to join in. We have lots that come in from all over the world. You can choose 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. Eastern. It's free. Come on, I'm going to say it again. It's free. Come on, I'm going to say it again. It's free. Sign up right now and I'm going to send you a link and you can come on. You can join in with me. I want to get to know you. This is my way that I get to know you. So this will be awesome. And you're going to grow. You're going to grow. I give you a word from the Hebrew calendar, but I also teach you how to live in these ascension realms or God's original design. All things have been redeemed. Again, I'm going to bring up my Kingdom Wealth Strategies class. That's at 2 p.m. that same day, Monday, October 20th. Come and join me. Maybe you want a little bit more of understanding prosperity at next levels. This is the class to be in. We have 5 more months left, but you get to have last month's class fully recorded, available to you. I also give you 12 free MP3 files that match up with my Heavenly Portals book. It's me just speaking. Just incredible life and understanding to you about these prosperous realms. 12 MP3 files. You get to be a part of our WhatsApp group. Connect with us in that. So this is an amazing time. And listen, it's time to get involved. Now, maybe you're watching this and you're thinking, you know what? I'm ready for next levels of being a people helper. I want to help others. Maybe you're thinking, I just need some extra help myself at next levels. It's time to join one of our soul transformation classes or one of our Dream Enders 101 classes. Listen, God says that He wants to heal you, that you might have a prosperous soul. Are you ready for that? Join our soul transformation classes. Go to dreamenders.org. Pick a coach on there, and their classes are running all the time. Or just click one of the buttons on there, and we will get you connected with a coach, and you can join one of our soul transformation classes. Or if you want to be a people helper yourself, you want to be a coach, you want to run your own kingdom coaching ministry, business, we can teach you how to do that. You can not only learn and get a credential, but you can also be connected with us as well. Those are the coaches that you're going to see on our website. Go to dreammentors.org. Sign up for our Biblical Life Coaching course. It is amazing. You are going to grow so much. Everybody that takes it, they're like, oh my God, how come nobody ever told me this stuff? You want to step into realms of soul prosperity, get healing, understand trauma, begin to work with people that need help in every direction. Listen, our job is to take care of the lack and poverty in the earth. Jesus Christ died, buried, resurrected, and ascended that He should defeat lack and depravity. He should defeat sin, death, and the grave. But where is voice? You got to know and understand these things so you can go help another person. Come on, I'm getting excited for you right now. Listen, it's your time of destiny. It's your double portion. Get signed up today. Now, subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's really helpful to me because it'll get these videos out where they need to go. It is time for the people of God to dominate and multiply. And we are in 5786. We're getting ready for an explosion of this. And we need as many people as possible that can listen and understand these videos. So share this with a friend and listen, be blessed. I'll see you in a few days. I always have lots of good things coming out on my YouTube. And I'll bring you a weekly word within the week. All right. God bless you.